Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're talking about one of the most underestimated tools in dog training and everyday life, your dog's name. Not the pun on a tag, the cue you'll use thousands of times that sets the tone for every interaction you'll have together. Here's the big idea. Your dog's name is their first and most repeated cue. Say it right, and you get faster learning, clearer communication, and better safety in busy places. Say it wrong, or make it meaningless, and you're pushing uphill for years. This isn't trainer folklore. 65 million U.S. households live with a dog. That's a lot of voices in parks, vet clinics, elevators, and hallways. A distinctive, well-chosen name is a safety feature, not just style. Science backs it up. Dogs can learn around 165 words and gestures. Super learners go past 250. Remember Chaser the Border Collie, who learned more than 1,000 object names? Not a party trick. Proof that intentional language matters. fMRI studies show dogs process familiar words, including their names, in the left hemisphere, similar to humans. The sound you choose shapes how your dog's brain lights up when they hear you. What about breed? Important and limited. A huge 2022 science study found breed explains only about 9% of behavior differences. Translation? The individual in front of you is the main event. But those old jobs, herding, scenting, guarding, still leave fingerprints on the brain. Use both. Honor the breed's operating system and fit the name to your dog. Let's get practical. 5 game-changing tips. Tip 1. Use the breed function blueprint. Every AKC breed was designed for a job. And instincts don't vanish. Herding dogs tune to motion. Think crisp, directional names. Pivot, scout, rally. Sled working breeds love movement. Dash, blaze, trek. Terriers are tenacious and quick. Grit, bolt, jet. Hounds are search-oriented. Ranger, trail, quest. Retrievers are cooperative and smooth. River, harbor, wren. Guardians are steady and solid. Atlas, sage, ward. Then use the name as a training anchor. Dash, come, in a bright, rising tone rides a husky's natural movement drive. Pivot for a corgi makes direction changes feel intuitive. Watch for resonance. Ears perk, eyes brighten, body leans in. This isn't about cute. Cute is for captions. Function gets results and can even reduce rehoming risk by aligning expectations. Tip 2. Engineer the sound. A name is a tuning fork for attention. Plosive consonants, K, T, P, hard C, cut through noise. S and sh sounds glide and can soothe. Long vowels carry. Short vowels pop. 2 syllables with stress on the first is the sweet spot. Kipper, Dasha, Tucker. Match sound to your dog's arousal profile. High octane dog, round the edges. Milo, Nala, Luma, paired with a relaxed tone. Low energy or slow to respond dog, go punchy and bright. Kiki, Pixel, Zippy, with a rising intonation. Avoid sound-alikes with common cues. Joe, no. Ray, stay. Bo, Sid, sit. Also avoid names that collide with other pets or family members. Do a radio test. Different room. TV on. Say it 3 times. Does it cut through? Can others pronounce it easily? If a sitter or vet tech can't say it, your training suffers. Tip 3. Train the name like a behavior. The name means one thing. Orient to me. Not come, not stop, not you're in trouble. Just look at me, I've got information. Sequiz, say the name once. The moment you get an ear flick, head turn, or eye contact, mark yes and pay with a treat or quick play. 10 reps, twice a day for a few days. Then take it on tour, kitchen, hallway, yard. Then edge of the park on a long line. If you lose it, you went too fast. Step back and boost the reward. Never poison the name. Don't pair it with scolding. Rex? No. Use a separate interrupt word. Ditch name repeat. Say it once. If needed, help with a smooch or clap, then pay big when you get the turn. Sprinkle in surprise jackpots so the name stays sticky. Tip 4. Distinctiveness equals safety. With crowded spaces, a unique name reduces false positives. You don't want your dog spinning every time someone yells, Bella. Avoid top 20 names in your area. In multi-pet homes, choose different starting consonants, different vowel shapes, and distinct cadences, one punchy, one lilting, so they can sort themselves out when excited. Field test it. Call the name from 50 feet across wind and traffic. Does it carry? Can you say it clearly when you're out of breath? Can your vet and walker say it without asking twice? Also, consider public perception. A guardian breed with a tough name can make neighbors wary. Toy breeds with joke names sometimes get treated like toys. Pick a name that projects the behavior you want others to expect. Calm, capable, friendly, focused. That changes how people approach your dog, which changes your dog's behavior. Tip 5. Fit the individual, not the stereotype. Remember, breed explains about 9%. Spend 2 or 3 days watching before you lock it in. How do they move? Floaty or bouncy? What's their recovery time after excitement? Do they solve puzzles or power through? Social butterfly or cautious observer? Choose a name that calls forward what you want more of. Shy dog? Confident, open names. Sunny, Bravo, Bingo. Overexcited dog? Grounded. Steady names. Maple, Harbor, Stone. Mixed breed with sprint and sniff? Pick the lane you want to strengthen and name to that lane. And yes, you can change a name early on. Dogs are brilliant pattern learners. If the new name predicts great things 10, 20, 50 times in a row, it will stick. Make a clean switch, train the orientation response, and confusion melts away. Quick recap. Your dog's name is their first cue, most repeated cue, and a key part of how their brain maps your voice. Dogs can learn hundreds of words. Familiar words light up language areas, and individuals vary far more than breeds. Use the breed function blueprint to align with instincts and set expectations. Engineer the sound to match arousal, crisp or soothing. 2 syllables, easy to hear, and not rhyming with cues. Train the name to mean, orient to me. Protect it from negativity and repetition. Make it distinctive for safety, especially in busy spaces and multi-dog homes. Fit the name to the individual dog you have, not the stereotype in your head. Here's your 7-day plan. Days 1 to 2, brainstorm 5 to 7 names that match job and personality. Say them out loud, test in a noisy room, and watch your dog for resonance. Ears perk, eyes brighten, body leans in. Days 3 to 5, pick your favorite and run 2 to 3 short name games a day. Say it once, mark the turn, pay big. Keep it fun and fast. Day 6, field trip at low distraction on a long line. Keep your success rate high. Don't let the name fail. Day 7, try a slightly busier spot, still on a long line. Every quick orientation, like you won the lottery. By the end of the week, you'll feel that crisp snap of attention. The moment your dog hears their name and says, I'm with you. One last thought. Names aren't magic by themselves. They're part of a conversation with a living, thinking partner. When you choose and train a name with intention, you're telling your dog, I see who you are, and I'll communicate in a way your brain loves. Training speeds up, stress drops, and your bond deepens. If you try this and see the change, and you will, share it with a friend naming a new puppy or rescue. With 65 million dogs out there, every clear, thoughtful mane makes our shared spaces a little safer and a lot more enjoyable. Thanks for listening. Give your dog a scratch from me, and I'll talk to you next time.